I don't know if you know this, but last night, the doors, the floodgates opened for Eurovision 2019. It's going to be held in Tel Aviv in Israel next May, obviously. And the doors are open now from the Irish delegation and RTE to get your songs in.
Yeah, well, they're saying, as well as inviting public submissions, RTE says it's engaging with professionals in the music industry to represent Ireland at next year's competition. So it's unclear as to whether you have any real shot if you're just some guy or some girl in your bedroom, or whether they will take your song and give it to someone prettier than you.
That's effectively what they will do, yeah, because the quote is that the Eurovision Song Contest is incredibly competitive. So we need a top-class song, anyone can write that, with instant appeal and a highly experienced act. So that rules out, unless you are a highly experienced actor, that rules you out.
I have been singing into my hairbrush for 30 years.
There's
like
another
how
line.
How much more experience do I need?
There's another line. Who is used to performing live in front of large audiences, and then in brackets it says, and not your mirror. No, it doesn't, but you know what I mean.
Well, I've got three kids.
Large
audience.
Yeah.
They're very receptive.
Was there 500 million people watching Eurovision? So we thought we'd take a look today at what Ireland has entered over the last couple of years versus what has won.
Yeah, because you need to be thinking, you need to be strategic about these things.
Totally.
So if you are going to enter it, and we are going to enter it again, we need to think about what kind of stuff we're putting in and does it have any real chance of winning.
So this is the beautiful song, Ryan O'Shaughnessy, really nice guy, great song from Ireland last year. I thought we'd be together
till we die. This year.
This year.
Don't put us into 2019 just yet.
So did well, came 16th. Here's what won.
I'm not your toy. The difference with those two songs is Ryan's one sounds like the kind of song your mammy hears on the radio and goes, that's a lovely song now, who's that?
Yeah.
Whereas the one that won is, that's an awful racket, get it off, is what your mammy would say. So you need to be using the mammyometer to judge.
Your mammy can't like it. 2017, we had Brendan Murray who sang Dying to Try. Now, that year, what won was a Portuguese song, a guy called Salvador Sobral. Like, this was not a standard Eurovision winner. That kind of bucked the trend. It wasn't in English. It wasn't a crazy kind of kitsch, you know, I'm a chicken dancer song. So, like, sometimes the actual song can win out, only sometimes. The year before, we sent El Nicky Byrne in the news today. Westlife getting back together. That'll inform cheese and crackers later on. With Sunlight. We'll be standing out in the sun. So that was Nicky, and then that went up against the winner, which was Russia's entry, 1944.
I think what we're learning is there is no rhyme or reason to this bloody thing.
There's no formula whatsoever. It seems like
I don't remember that song at all.
No, not one.
Remember that, Sean? No.
Maria, you have a favourite Eurovision song.
Yeah, my favourite one is Jedward Lipstick. It's the last time we got anywhere. They came eighth.
It is a tune, Maria. I absolutely agree. I think that was the best one we've done in at least the last 10 or 15 years, and it was 2011.
That could be a good cheese for cheese and crackers. It's I don't want to give cheese. You stuff that could win, but
yeah.
Even I was tapping along to that one now.
Yeah, that's the kind you dance around your room when you're getting ready to go out.
Absolutely you do.
And your mammy would say, I like that song, but they're awful Egypts.
Check your mammyometer. But look, if you are a songwriter, you'd just be interested to know, you know, are you, like, would you consider, like, do you think Eurovision could be a good thing for your career? Or is it kind of a kiss of death?
Well, look at Brendan Murray. He's through to judges' houses now on The X Factor.
Yeah, yeah. Brian's going on tour.
Yeah.
I don't think it's ever a kiss of death now. I think back in the day, it probably was. If it didn't work, you could win Eurovision for Ireland and never be heard of again.
Yeah.
Like it was, you remember, like.
But maybe like Shay Healy and Johnny Logan, I mean, they built their careers off their success at Eurovision as well.
Yeah, but that was back in 1980.
Yeah.
Like, name all the other acts. You know what I mean?
He's got a point.
But I think now it's different. I think you can just do it now. You'll get a bit of notoriety and people don't look. Oh yeah, Rita Ora. She was at the Eurovision. She was at the Eurovision, says Sean. I didn't know that.
She was 16.
They had Blue as well. The UK had Blue.
Yeah, that didn't work.
But there's an element of desperation when they bring back somebody to go on the Eurovision.
You don't think that Westlife's announcement that they're getting back together and going on tour just happens to tie in with the same night
Artie
opened the door for Eurovision entries?
They don't need the Eurovision. I don't think Nicky would do it again either.
But he'd do it with the lads.
Yeah.
We'd win. I'm just saying. We'd probably win.
We wouldn't.
If you think of the gimmicky things that I've won in the last few years, I think if you look at Dustin, remember people still go, oh my God, what a terrible mistake. We sent the turkey to the Eurovision.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I think it was actually ahead of its time. We sent a gimmick before gimmicks were really winning.
Yeah.
And people were like, oh no, it should be a perfect song. You know,
okay, but
a couple of years later, it's...
I think it was a step too far.
The chicken song is still, like, I'm not your toy. Like, there's still a good song in there behind the chicken noises. I love Dustin, but in fairness. Alan Tralee says, Andrea, Caroline and Sharon Corr, a good Celtic rock song with Andrea singing and the two other girls on their instruments. No, Jim need not apply.
Oh, come on.
They can't have the chorus without Jim.
He's writing half the stuff.
A lot of people are suggesting that maybe that Noni could go with the Noni bus or that Kevin Caban could go with his ice cream van. The only issue there is while the songs would obviously win, they must be original songs for Eurovision, unfortunately.
Mm. Well, a lot of people were calling as well for it to be boycotted and are calling it for it to be boycotted because it is in Israel. And obviously people don't like the way Israel are treating Palestine and they want RTE and Ireland to have nothing to do with it. But I suppose the fact that they have now open submissions would suggest that RTE have no intention of boycotting the event.
Yeah, I think Dee Forbes met with the some alliance, all right, during the week to have a conversation. But yeah, the fact that they're opening submissions, I mean, they're definitely going to send someone, I think. What do you guys reckon? 0874100102. What do we need to do to win Eurovision, lads?
Mickey Joe Hart.
Yeah.
We've got the world tonight for cheese, Dave. In fact, he won with cheese a little while ago.
He did, yeah. And no one agrees with Maria. Says, yes, Maria, you've got to bring in the big guns if you're desperate enough to win. We need to bring you too and see what happens. Give the lads a shout and see. What are you doing, boys? May 2019.
But that's, you two wouldn't win Eurovision. That's the thing about that competition. You could send the biggest band on the planet and they may not necessarily win, but somebody making a chicken noise will. Like, it's that crazy cesspit of pop culture. Like, you just don't know what's going to pop out. I mean, did anyone... It's like the fidget spinner of music.
Yeah.
You have no idea what's going to be popular at that particular time, like in May of next year.
No,
what could work now may not necessarily work then.
Look at the difference between the 2017 and 2018. 2017 was the Portugal song that was like George Gershwin, and 2018 was a chicken dance song. So, like, you can't predict, unfortunately. You just have to go with what you think is best.
I do think that big dance tunes are probably more likely to win these days. You might get a little, you know, a blip, but that seems to be the way. I think for years it took us, we just kept sending these ballads over.
The Celtic ballads as well.
Yeah, like, I was like, lads, harps. That worked in 1994, but not anymore. Yeah.
Someone else says, send Mark McCabe, Euromaniac, Euromaniac, Euromaniac. You're talking...